much each day, some of the records that were set. We'll discuss the lineup here in 15 minutes. Final Four this weekend, championship game tonight, and joining us now on the ticket hotline is one of the voices synonymous with college basketball in this country. As we say good morning to Dick Vitale. Hey, Dickie V, how are you?
Hey, morning muses, what's going on, baby?
Hey, always good to talk to you.
I know George is there, Gordo and Craig. I truly believe you're one of the greatest morning teams in the country, baby.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Thanks, Dickie V.
Thank you.
Here's something to look for tonight. Mm-hmm. I think tonight, I truly believe this. I think when you have Butler and you have UConn, it's going to be awesome with the capital A, baby.
There you go.
That's not it. Everything's awesome with a capital A, especially if the word awesome starts a sentence off of somebody's name. You have to capitalize it.
Okay, capitalization rules.
Well, you are keyed up, and you're always keyed up this time of year, aren't you?
I love college basketball. I love the coaches. I love the players. I love the cheerleaders especially, baby. You should see how many cheerleaders I've hit on in the last 3 weeks at the tournament.
You're like 80.
Isn't that awesome? By the way, here's an inside tip. I think I like Butler tonight, Gordo.
You do?
Yes, I do. You know what happened on Saturday?
What?
The Butler did it, baby!
Die. Die.
Yeah, I like Butler tonight. I truly believe they have too much size up front. I think they'll be a better rebounding team than UConn. And besides this, I think UConn has about as good a chance of winning this game as I have of growing a new eye, baby!
Why do you always bring up that you have one fake eye?
How is your fake
eye? Inside tip.
Okay.
You see this tonight in the national championship game, Houston's Reliant Stadium, and you're watching, and you see a freshman get a rebound, or a freshman put it back. You know what that makes him, baby?
What?
A diaper dandy, baby!
Oh, my God.
So old.
Same stuff.
Is my stick getting tired, baby?
Yes, your stick is tired.
Remember when my stick wasn't tired? Like, I don't know, back in the 80s?
Yeah, we barely remember.
You're about the same time as level 42, baby.
Gosh, that's an old reference.
Hey, I should be calling this game tonight on CBS. They're mixing all these networks up. How might not put me in there, baby? I can work next to Jim Nance. That Clark Kellogg, he's not Special K, baby.
Oh,
they should put me on there. Watch me shoot my eye across the court.
Wow. Now, if you do that, I'll watch. That's a good trick.
What's Jim Nance trying to pull with that comb over, baby? Come on, Jimmy. Let me see, man. You're going to look like me someday.
Maybe that's why they're not putting you on with Nance.
What's that laugh?
It's called a machine gun laugh, baby. Let's do it together.
His marbles.
Awesome?
No, it's not awesome.
Yeah, man. What are you guys doing this morning?
Hanging out, doing a radio show.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I kind of got a vested interest in this game tonight. You remember, I picked Butler. I picked the Bulldogs to win it all tonight. Mm-hmm. And you know the real reason why I'm rooting for Butler?
Hmm.
Because if they win tonight, I get a championship ring, baby!
Oh, no, just for picking a ring.
Take that with you, Gordo!
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, there he goes.
Is he done?
I guess so. Well, it was Dickie V joining us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What happened to a Sammy Davis Jr. joke I gave him?
It's 8:45, Sports Radio 1310. Coming up next, what a great way to start.